Balkans. Poor functioning institutions, all those were brought also in the first panel. Informal economies, low productivity, but also lack of regional integration. And I think that has been one of the main challenges for future economic development in the region. And there is this idea that the fear of regional integration, that you know, you're being left back from European Union or that. I'm, you know, one of those people that believes that you have to go through that step in order to be prepared for economic integration, but also furthermore for globalization. Right now, countries are too weak in order to compete on their own in the European market or in the global market. Just an example, the region attracts 0.23%, I'm bringing the number on purpose, it's not, you know, important to remember that, but 0.23% of the global stock of foreign direct investment. Considering that European Union is the biggest investor in the global economy with almost 50% of the investment. Fourth point has to do with great power competition in China. It was also discussed in the first panel. I'd like to see that from the economic perspective, but also economic security perspective. I think that Beijing is using easy money and soft power to gain very quickly influence in the region. And we're not seeing that only in Serbia, Valerie spoke about that, but throughout the region. It's using the appeal of economic miracle maker. And somehow people are buying into that rhetoric.